My question in your quote is that what does being merciful mean and how can one adopt this habit?
The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said at one occasion that you cannot be a believer until you start being merciful to each other. The Honorable Sahaba alayhi muridwan said, Kulluna rahimun ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every one of us is merciful. To which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, it does not mean to be merciful to your friend, but it means mercifulness in general, meaning that you should be merciful towards the entire creation, whether it is the humans or the animals, like a fly or an ant. Be merciful towards everyone. Once the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, kissed both his beloved grandchildren, Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, there was a person sitting nearby who said, I have 10 sons and I do not kiss any of them. The most beloved and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam looked at him and said, he who is not merciful is not showered with mercy either. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhu narrates that the intercessor of Ummah, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, Rahman showers mercy upon those who are merciful, shower mercy upon those who are on the earth, and he will shower mercy upon you whose kingdom is in the heavens. So Allah the Almighty is Rahman and Rahim. Rahman means the one who showers mercy. Arhamur Rahimeen. This is one of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Arhamur Rahimeen. Meaning the most merciful out of all those who are merciful. The most gracious out of all those who are gracious. So mercy is a very noble trait. And one should have it. And it should be of highest level. It shouldn't be that you are merciful towards those who you know who are close to you, and not to those who we do not know, or those who are not close to us. Or we become merciless to those whom we get control of. Or we become merciless to the animals. Remember that even an ant shall not be treated mercilessly. A question may arise for someone over here that, what should be the quantity of mercifulness? And how merciful should we be towards someone? Sayyiduna Imam Sha'arani rahmatullahi alayhi states, among the creation as much one is merciful in relation to itself. We should be merciful in their relation even more than this. This is the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So try to understand this in this way, that as much merciful we are towards our own self, what is the state of our mercy when it comes to our own self? We should be more merciful than even that when it comes to others. So it is such a wonderful tip that if we start becoming merciful to each other, then it will bring an end to oppression. Oppression is opposite to mercy. A merciful person can never cast oppression, neither on a human nor upon an animal. How great it would be if everyone becomes merciful in this manner, and if mercy truly gets established within our society. Many a times, when you see people having harsh feelings for each other, or them pulling each other's legs, or them opposing each other in the same household, generally the reason behind all this is being merciless. If you are sympathetic towards someone or merciful towards them, then will anyone degrade you? Will anyone beat you because of this or get you beaten because of this? Would they harm you in any way? Or would they tell you off because of it? It is obvious that when there is mercy, then none of these matters will exist. And when none of these matters will exist, then the environment around you will blossom. Your neighborhood would become an abode of peace. Our society will not only head towards Medina, but fly towards Medina. So mercy is a very noble trait. May Allah granted to all of us. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.